I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Amid the myriad of accusations heaped on Syria has come a new label. The UN recently deemed President Assad's tactics on protesters crimes against humanity. The allegations come days within an Arab League decision to suspend Syria and go forward with sanctions. But E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says if Assad does fall, radical group Hezbollah has promised to take full control of Lebanon. If that happens,
the only unifying factor that could bring them together is a war with Israel.
Believers fear keeping Assad in power is the best solution. Pray for the church, which miraculously continues to grow. Next, 6 years ago, Global Action started a Christian grade school in a predominantly Muslim area of India. Today, God's opening doors to do even more. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says last year they became an English medium school and Muslims lined up. Dunberg says that parents requested more.
We kind of pointed out this is a Christian school, and they said, we don't mind. We want to have our children educated. We demand that you Christians build a high school.
Many families are turning to Christ. Global Action broke ground but only had enough money for the foundation. They need your help. $5 will buy 40 bricks for the school. And we turn next to Honduras, where a fire at a state-run orphanage left 150 kids homeless. Buckner International has a long-term partnership with Nueva Esperanza and plans to not only find temporary housing for the kids, but also to help rebuild the facility. Pray for the displaced children in the meantime, that the peace of Christ will fill their hearts. We have a link at our website to get you connected. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Have you ever asked the question, am I fulfilling my mission? We've got the book for you. It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource from Buckner International. Get the book, It's Your Mission, by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.